Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland and here I am opposite Great Western Cottages on Moor Lane in Staines on the way to Raisbury. And it's here where Christine Keeler supposedly entertained the then Minister for War, John Profumo, in a disused railway cottage that she lived in, who is obviously no longer here. Now, this comes from the Daily Telegraph, a never-failing source of veracity and wisdom, so it cannot possibly be wrong. Anyway, so Christine Keeler is part of the Profumo scandal, and now with the Mandelson scandal, people are saying this is the biggest one since then, since 1963. And famously, it caused the curmudgeonly poet Philip Larkin to write, "Sexual intercourse began in 1963, after the Lady Chatterley ban, before the Beatles' first LP. That was too late for me." So Christine Keeler was born in Uxbridge, not too far from here, about 10 miles north of here, in 1942, into a working-class family. And her father, Colin Keeler, walked out on her when she was an infant, raised by a single mother who subsequently remarried. Now, Christine Keeler said that she was molested by her stepfather and his friends. I don't know if that's true, possibly is true. Anyway, so there was such a shortage of housing living in disused railway cottage somewhere around here. Now, there's near this former gravel pit. There are quite a few reservoirs and gravel pits in the area, so I'm not sure where it would be. So anyway, they only properly housed after the Second World War. They did live elsewhere, so she didn't do well at school at all, left school by the age of 15, but that was typical at the time. She did various jobs as a shop assistant in modelling. She moved to Slough, where she met a Welsh woman her age, Mandy Rice Davies. They went for the Bright Lights of London, and then they joined Murray's Cabaret, which was a strip club. And that was considered very daring indeed in the 1960s, when pornography was illegal and so on. It wasn't quite lap dancing. So when she was 16, she'd had intimate liaison with a US Air Force man who was African-American. And interracial relations were highly controversial at the time. There was a lot of open racism back then. So she gave birth to his child, and the boy died only a few days later. So she got to know Stephen Ward, who was an osteopath, also son of a vicar, who'd studied in the United States, who really adored Americans, thought that they were very warm and welcoming. He didn't like the stiff, cold British, so he was one. So he was also a very gifted sketch artist, went to sketch the Prime Minister of Israel, sketch Prince Philip and stuff like that. So she had some sort of sexual relationship with him. Was this prostitution? Was it a real relationship? It's debatable. Ward, I think, never married, had no children. And indeed, he was a son of a vicar, making even a juicier scandal. But so she also enjoyed the favours of, Lucky Gordon, Johnny Edgecombe, two Jamaican gangsters resident in London at the time. Remember, the black community was much, much smaller in the United Kingdom back in those days. She went to Clifton, that stately home not far from here, overlooking the Thames, opposite Cookham, been owned by the Astor family. And that's where she met John Profumo, the 40-something Minister for War at the time, we now call Minister of Defence, Conservative MP for Stratford-upon-Avon, who was married and had a child at the time, who's David Profumo. He had an intimate relationship with her, and he bought her gifts. Some people say this is a polite way of paying her. Matthew Parris says, no, I think that's unfair. He was smitten. Now, in her memoirs, Christine Keeler claims that she became pregnant by him, had an illegal abortion, and that Stephen Ward had regularly organised this. Was Stephen Ward a pimp? Some people say he was. But anyway, it came out in the press. She was also having a liaison with Yevgeny Ivanov, the Soviet naval attaché, who's a sort of a uniform spy. Now, he used to drink too much and touch up women at parties, but the British government didn't complain because they found this useful. They thought there were recruitable vulnerabilities. They could blackmail him, he'd blurt something out. So the press got a hold of this, and the Labour Party got a hold of this, and so John Profumo was asked whether he had had an inappropriate relationship with Miss Keeler. It was revealed that he'd written to her in letters calling her darling. Now, his wife was an actress, and he maintained that theatrical circles, it was perfectly standard to call anybody darling. It didn't suggest any level of physical intimacy between a man and a woman. So he lied about that, so there was no impropriety, and this young lady, she was then 19, has met my wife. Bearing in mind, he was 47 at the time. But in fact, he had, and he lied in the House of Commons. And that came out, and then he was pressurised to resign. One of the Labour MPs for Brixton claimed that it was a security risk. The idea is that Christine Keeler was pumping him for information, and then she was passing on over to this Soviet naval attaché. But when the whole scandal hit the front pages, Yevgeny Ivanov was recalled to Moscow, never allowed to leave the Soviet Union again. So Stephen Ward was investigated. Harold Wilson was the Prime Minister at the time. They say he had a certain blindness to this because his wife, the Duke of Devonshire's daughter, was having a long-term affair with other men. Perfumer had assured the Prime Minister and his solicitor and others that he had not committed adultery. Remember, this is the 60s. It was far, far more judgmental. Sex outside marriage was quite a no-no in those days. And her abortions were obviously illegal. With Ward, they didn't investigate a crime to try and link it to a person. They investigated a person to try and link it to a crime. So he was charged with living off immoral earnings. Well, he wrote a suicide note and then he took his own life. He did manage to die straight away. It took him some days. There's footage of his body being carried out saying, "I should be sorry to disappoint the vultures." Now, Christine Keeler's part of this investigation. She had lied under oath, and so she got 9 months in prison for, for perjury. And she got to know the grandmother of the now health secretary, Wes Streeting, in prison, because both his grandparents were criminals. So that was Christine Keeler. She was let out, and there's that famous photo of her posing nude, sitting backwards on a chair, as in the chair is covering up the front of her body. Now, she maintains that she was wearing her knickers throughout, though that is disputed. And then David Frost, the well-known TV interviewer, he did a similar photo to mock it. But it was huge international headlines all over the world. John Profumo, Jack as he was known, he resigned from Parliament and so on. He tried to rehabilitate himself by being a charity worker at Toynbee Hall in the East End. Some people thought it was affectation, but he was dedicated to it for decades, and people realised that he was sincere, and he was eventually forgiven. And that seat, Stratford-upon-Avon, as in Shakespeare's hometown, was conserved most of the time. Nadeem Zahawi seat, I think the Liberal Democrats have got it now. And there's that marvellous memoir, Bringing the House Down, by Jack Profumo's son, David, who's a magnificent writer. It's very engaging, it's extraordinarily articulate, utterly enthralling. About what he knew about it, nothing at the age of 7. He got to Eton at age 12, and people told him everything. It was quite horrifying. So Profumo was such a distinctive name, partly Italian name, and his mother was getting hate mail. "You shouldn't have married that dirty Italian bastard." Profumo was only a quarter Italian and didn't speak any Italian, and so on. So Christine Keeler, she made a lot of money initially, bought her parents a house. But she spent it all. She was down on her uppers. She had to work as a dinner lady at school in the 1980s. And when the headmistress discovered who she really was, she got the sack and stuff like that. Whereas Mandy Rice Davies actually never met John Profumo. I remember famously in one of the court cases, I think it was about whether she'd had an affair with whoever it was. Lord Astor, I put it to you, Lord Astor denies he's ever done anything with you. And she said, "He would, wouldn't he?" And that's come to the Mandy Rice Davies applies saying, as in, of course that person would say that. It's a frank lie. So she moved to Israel, married a very wealthy businessman, set up her own nightclub, Mandy's, was highly successful, had quite a happy life. So Christine Keeler married twice, had 3 children, survived, quite apart from those who died, including in her womb. So yeah, she died in 2017. There's that film Scandal came out in about 1987, starring John Hurt, who'd just come out as gay. He plays Profumo. And I can't remember... that woman who married to Val Kilmer, that actress, she plays Christine Keeler. And when Profumo is doing her, she's yawning so he can't see, as in she doesn't find it enjoyable at all, and so on. Goodness, what else? Johnny Edgecombe, he'd gone to prison, or was it Lockie Gordon gone to prison, for firing shots at the door of the flat, of Ward's flat, with a Christine Keeler was staying in, and so on. So yeah, as you can see, it was massive news. It contributed, it came out early 1963, in October 1963, to Harold Miller resigning. Partly he had prostate problems, and the Conservatives suffering their defeat in October 1964, bringing Labour back in. So yeah, it was to show, I suppose, the decadence and the hypocrisy of the upper class, the fag end of a Conservative government. But she gave some completely contradictory accounts of what she was doing, and then she used to say that it was all part of some incredibly sophisticated espionage operation, which is absolute nonsense. Is she a fantasist? Does she know she's lying? As Profumo said, she is just totally uneducated. She's unintelligent. There's no way she could take part in any intelligence operation. So that's her. She died in 2017 of a pulmonary disease, possibly brought on by her smoking. And she sometimes contradicted herself in her memoirs about what was going on, desperate to make a bit more money out of it. And I believe Mandy Rice Davies died a few years ago as well. So that is Christine Keeler of the Profumo scandal. And John Profumo died about 20 years ago his son, the well-known journalist, and then his grandson was a King Scholar at Eton. I remember seeing his name on a list and hearing the other King Scholars there in their gowns saying Profumo to him. And outside Allington, I said, Profumo, are you Jack Profumo's grandson? He said, yes, I am. The only Profumo I'd ever heard of. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan790gmail.com. By the way, I'm not saying it's necessarily true that she entertained what's-his-name Profumo in around here. That's what the Telegraph says. And where on earth would they put the railway cottages? Maybe some of these houses didn't exist in those days. Bye.